This is Turin. If you will recall from my bit on the show a couple of weeks ago, I've never actually seen Transformers animated up until now. I watched about a half of an episode once. I unfortunately have read a couple of spoilers while perusing TVTropes.org, but I really know nothing about the show. Upon Brian's advice that it was a really good show and the best Transformers series that we had ever gotten, I decided to go ahead and get it on DVD. So I went to Amazon and I ordered Season 1 and Season 2 on DVD. Sat down to watch Season 1 when it arrived, and it seemed interesting, but it found it a little weird that there was no origin stories for anything. There's just these Transformers, and they're just on Earth, and there's this little girl that's their friend, and it was right about that point in the show that I went back on the internet and looked around and discovered that even though the DVD says Season 1, it doesn't include the first three episodes of the show, which they release under a different DVD called Transform and Roll Out. So I go back to Amazon and I order that. So I sat down today to watch it for the first time, and since it's three episodes, it's basically just a movie. The first three episodes comprise a movie. So I didn't watch the first episode, I watched the whole thing. So I watched that today. So my first day watching Transformers Animated. And my initial reaction is that this is awesome! I can't believe I haven't seen it until now. I mean, let me put it this way. I'm not sorry that I haven't watched it until now because I really didn't have time. When it was airing, I was going through a bunch of stuff in real life, birth of my child, all kinds of stuff. I wasn't going to have time to watch it. So I'm not sorry that I haven't seen it till now, but I am glad that it's out on DVD and I get to watch it because this looks terrific. This was a really great episode. All I'm doing now is spewing forth my initial excitement. I'm actually going to take a pause, and try to write some notes of what, I actually got out of the episode. But just my initial off-the-cuff reaction to watching this is, wow. It looks really well done. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the characters. Yeah. So I will be back, which to you will only take a second, but I will be back with some more coherent thoughts after I collect them. But I just finished watching it just now, and wow. I'm back through the magic of editing. Okay, so I'm watching the show again and fast forward to write down my notes. Opening credits. I'm reminiscent of the G1 Season 2 credits with the grid and all. Very cool. Continuity. Whoa, this is in G1 continuity? I had thought that it was separate. That's what I had assumed. Okay. It becomes clear, after they land on Earth 20 minutes into the future, that this is actually not G1 continuity, despite having G1 footage at the beginning of the show. Weird. This Earth has obviously never been visited by Cybertronians before, so the animated universe is apparently a parallel universe to the G1 universe, where the Autobots never reach Earth. And yet, somehow, they prevail anyway, so that's interesting. We may learn more about that later, I hope. The look of the characters. Now, seeing the toys in the stores, I wasn't really excited by their look. Although I certainly didn't loathe them like I do the Bayformers. They just didn't do that much for me. Actually, what really happened was I couldn't afford to be buying toys, so I convinced myself that I didn't really like the new aesthetic very much. Well, now I like it, now I'll have to buy some animated toys. Happy Hasbro, I've come crawling back. Yes, after watching this first 90-minute movie, I've already gotten over any uncomfortableness with the new design, and I'm used to it, and I like it, and I will now be happy to own toys that look like that. Optimus Prime. Clearly not G1 Optimus. A little harder to get used to his face, being a face and not a mouth plate, but it's alright. No acknowledgement so far that he shares the name of a former Autobot leader. Maybe we'll find out more about that as well. Prowl. One seriously bad ninja bot. Armed with the glaive from Kroll, no less. Then we've got Patrick, Bulkhead. I kind of like the shooting hands at the enemy thing. I had some Japanese toys that did that sort of thing when I was a kid. Bumblebee. I was worried that I'd find him annoying, since he's clearly the character meant to appeal most to kids. But he's pretty cool. He's small, he's not tough, but he's brave, even if he makes jokes about being scared sometimes. Now, the first shot of the Decepticon ship, I just said, oh, sweet Primus. I had read somewhere something that indicated the Decepticons were vastly superior to the Autobots in this series as far as fighting ability. And boy, is that true, from the look of the ship to everything else. Megatron is scary. The other Decepticons, we don't really get a chance to meet much. They're just kind of shoehorned in because it's the start of the series, even though they are never seen again in the first three episodes, with the exception, obviously, of Starscream. Starscream I like a lot. An improvement over G1 Screamer, because he doesn't just whine all the time about taking over, he just does it. So that was nice to see. The fanboy in me, just when they showed the docking tube, I went, ooh, the docking tube from More Than Meets the Eye. Another nice touch. I like all these little nice touches that they're not going crazy with them, but there's just enough of them to appeal to the old fanboys like myself while still being unobtrusive enough for new viewers to not get in the way. So that's awfully nice. So Megatron goes bye-bye. Seeing how much trouble they all have, all the Autobots versus a single Decepticon, makes me wonder how they're going to handle future conflicts in future episodes. Luck and teamwork can only stand against overwhelming brute force for so long. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. I'm not sure why all the Autobots went into stasis. If it was protect themselves during the crash, it doesn't make sense because Optimus doesn't even enter stasis until after the crash. And then would he set a wake-up alarm? Unless they just keep hitting the snooze button because they all wanted another 6 months of sleep. I don't know. So taking a cue from the Bay movie, Megatron crashes on Earth and is obviously reverse-engineered to create lots of great new technologies. Okay, so now we're into what I assume is the second episode. We switch to an Earth viewpoint. We meet the Doc and his kid, who isn't annoying, thankfully, and her robot dog, Sparkplug. Heh-heh, another nice little touch. His lab creates a horrible nanobot absorbitron beast thing, and I bet he won't get arrested for endangering the public after it's all over. Hey, what do you know? He doesn't. In another nice touch, the Autobots assume the vehicles are the dominant life forms on the planet. I'm pretty sure we've seen that before. I enjoyed Ratchet, mouthing off to Prime during the battle. You go, old-timer. I'm starting to identify with the oldest Transformers now. I'm not sure what that says. A good line, will I be able to breathe down there? Sure. What's breathe? Eep. The way they got Sari to be friends with the Autobots was really well done. So many times getting the humans and robots together is forced. It's artificial and it breaks the fourth wall, but they did it pretty well here. Quite well, actually. And it looks like we're on to what's probably part three. There's no divisions on my DVD, but I'm just assuming by the way the show goes where the divisions would be if there was credits in the middle. Prowl's getting pooped on by pigeons. Classic poop jokes, always funny to me. Starscream is just super cool, taking out all those jets, and then he just takes on all the Autobots without any concern at all. His only mistake is giving them time to come up with a plan. Just keep squishing humans. He doesn't care, and they do. He would win because of that. But we can't have that, so he gives them a bogus time limit, and that makes the rest of the show possible. I kept waiting for it to be revealed that the Allspark they were so busy playing keep away with was just a dummy, a decoy, but I was wrong. They actually really let the real Allspark almost fall into Starscream's hands. So, good one, Autobots. So Optimus Prime dies. Well, we all know how long Prime stay dead, and here we set probably a new record of about 72 seconds. I'm not sure how the whole thing will work in future episodes. Apparently, Sari's key, created by the Allspark, can revive Transformers from the dead or repair any damage. So I guess that means no matter how beat up they get, they're never going to stay dead. That seems like it could be a series-breaking concept, so I wonder if that will get toned down any. I guess we'll see. I was glad to see them clean up all the collateral damage caused in the fight. You don't really see that in most fiction. They end on the climax. They don't show what happens after. So that was kind of nice to see. And then the movie ends with a big dun-dun-dun shot of Megatron's head. Creepy. And that is it. And now for the credits. David Kaye as Optimus, yes. I had heard that, but I didn't realize Corey Burton was Ratchet and Megatron. Spike Witwicky is back. Fantastic. Cree Summer as Black Arachnia, better known as Reyna from the Buzz on Maggie. I think she's done some other voice work as well, I'm not sure. And there we are. That is the first three episodes of Transformers Animated, or the movie known as Transform and Rollout. I'd like to thank Brian Kilby for recommending that I watch this series. I probably wouldn't have bought the DVDs and started watching it at this point if he hadn't vociferously indicated that it was better than Beast Wars. I don't know about that yet because I'm only three episodes into it, but it certainly seems excellent. I look forward to the rest. I don't know if I'll be doing reviews of these episodes because maybe nobody cares anymore. I'm obviously behind the times. It may be of interest to listeners as a glimpse into the past, but we'll see how it goes. So this is Turin signing off. Thank you.